Good morning. Welcome to the Rancho Marietta Community Service District regular meeting for March 3rd, 2022, Security Committee. It's 10 a.m. This meeting will be held via Zoom conference only. With that, I'm going to call to order. Item number two, consider the finding that results of COVID-19 emergency meeting in person would present imminent risk to health safety attendance. The meeting is authorized, held teleconference pursuant to government code attached to document. With that said, on to number three. Comments from the public. Amelia, do you have any hands?
I do not have any hands and no chats.
Thank you. Item number four, which will be the security monthly updates. I believe, Kelly, that is you. And how are you?
Good, sir. How are you? Good morning, everybody. Okay, first thing on the agenda, CSD has one remaining part-time gate position open. All of our current patrol and gate positions have been filled. We only have a part-time gate position open. We continue to use three ABA officers to help us our staffing shortages. Our latest hire, Mr. Martinez, was sent his condition of employment letter, and he's currently in the process. We hope to have him around March 15th. And very happy to have full staffing, with the exception of that part-time. And we are actively looking to fill that part-time position. For the month of February, unfortunately, we had 12 hours of not covered patrol hours. And this is largely due to last minute sick call-offs in the middle of the night. And we had one of our officers' grandmother went to the hospital. So these things were kind of unexpected. But yeah, we had a total so far year to date of 12 hours of non-patrol covered shifts. Okay. ABDA software upgrade. As of yesterday, I spoke with our representatives in Florida, at ABDI in Florida, and they assured me that their goal was to have it done by this week. There is a hiccup, and they are trying to coordinate the CPAC installers and our Leap Ahead people have to be at the gate at the same time that the Florida people are doing their part. And when they coordinate all three being at our gates at one time, they expect to go live with our upgrade. So they assure me they're in the final stages of making that happen. It's just the coordination has been a little tricky to get CPAC out there at the same time Leap Ahead, and then Florida's 3 hour, they're ahead, right? As far as the Toyota pickup, it is on patrol. However, the purchase order has been approved, and we are waiting to fit the truck with the PA system and the amber lights, fog lights. And due to the, like everything else, the shortages, the staff shortages that the radio repair shop is experiencing, there is a slight delay with that. But the truck is on patrol, and we are getting good use out of it. Update on our LIDAR. It was 6 to 8 weeks, a couple weeks ago, so they're still in the process of completing our order. They're made in America, however, the parts are not. So they are waiting for parts to arrive in Colorado. Safety center repairs. I've obtained two estimates so far, and I was told just yesterday a third estimate is people were on their calendar. And by next board meeting, I should have three estimates. And then I'll present that to the general manager, and then hopefully we can go forward with repairs needed for the safety center. I have moved out there. A couple of directors have already been out there for a tour. And once again, it's open. Anybody wants a tour, come out there and have a look at our safety trailer.
And Kelly, if you don't mind, I want to chime in for a second. Director maybe understands that we moved your office out to the safety center, and we're turning that into a true safety center where the security staff report to work, where your office is, and if anybody needs to come visit you, they're able to go there. It's a work in progress. And what we're doing with this item is we're rehabilitating the outside of the building and the windows. It's an older trailer, and a number of the windows leak. The siding on some of the parts of the building are deteriorating. They have dry rot. And the inside of the building was under years and years of neglect, and Kelly's done a good job of cleaning it up. And so we're going to turn it into a true safety center office. And this part of it is I asked Kelly to get bids for rehabbing the building, the dry rot, the windows and such. So this is a work in progress, but Kelly's done a great job of coordinating to this point, and we'll bring to the board possibly an item to approve utilizing security reserve funds to rehab the building and bring it up to the status where we want it to be. And if there's any questions about that, I would entertain them. Otherwise, I just wanted to inform the public that that's what we're doing.
And Tom, I'd also piggyback on that. And one of the things that we'd like to do is the Sheriff's Department of Highway Patrol, we'd like to try to also give them a place where they can have their lunch. They can write reports. We're trying to make it attractive to them to want to come out here and spend a little bit of extra time. So that's something we can do. And hopefully we can get them to stay out here a couple extra days out of the month. That's a win for us. So in doing this, we're really reaching out to our counterparts, sheriffs and highway patrol, parole officers, anybody that would like to come out here and utilize the trailer once it's fixed up. I think it's a win for the community. It's a win all the way around. So hopefully that goes forward rather quickly.
Next Kelly, if I can on that, Tom, thank you. Answered my question where the funds would come from, and in reserves is what I was thinking as well. But I just want to echo what the general manager said. Kelly, you've done a great job with that, and especially just bringing some consistency and leadership to security overall. So as we move forward with the safety center, I do look forward, because it's one more meeting room. It's one more asset that the district has available that we can share, like you said, with either allied agencies or the public in general. So thank you. Continue on, please.
Yes, sir. And we have the next important to us is our training. We want to make sure all of our gate officers and security officers are trained. One of the last positions we had in patrol, we were able to man by promoting within one of our gate officers has started the training process to get his patrol credentials. And we're estimating that it might take 2 or 3 months. And we have a current patrol officer that came into us from the military. He was never sent to 832 school, which is under the penal code, is what the district requires. So we'll be sending him to school as well to make sure everybody's qualifications are up to par. We've also, a thing that we did in operations is we ordered black barcodes from ABDI. And as from last meeting, we've also ordered the licensings to get a fast pass system at the South Gates. Both of those are in progress, and probably by next board meeting, next month, well, we might have the black barcodes in possession, and we'll be working with RMA to set rules and regulations and who's going to get them and how to put the notifications out there. But those two things we're looking to have done by next board meeting.
And Kelly, I want to add to that. When working with our vendor ABDI about barcodes and this upgrade and all, it came up that in Florida, where this company is located, most of their agencies use the black barcodes instead of the black and white barcodes, because it blends in with windows with tinting on them. And I was not aware of this, but we purchased, I think, 500 to see if that's going to help motivate people who don't want to have a barcode on their window, because the RMA doesn't mandate barcodes. People can elect not to have a barcode. And that means every time they come to the district, they have to go through the visitor lane. And we're thinking about 1/3 of the people coming through the visitor lane are people who could have a barcode on either a golf cart or their car. And we're anticipating that black barcodes will be more, I guess, the appetite for having a decal on your vehicle might be more reasonable with the black barcode versus the black and white. So hopefully that works out.
And I was going to say, Tom and I have a meeting with the RMA committee board on Monday to discuss those and gate issues as well. Moving on to Retro-Marietta Association. Yeah. Yeah. Your mouse went out.
Yeah. The mouse likes to hide from me.
We had a committee meeting yesterday at RMA, and we talked about, again, the biggest complaints that they have is speeding with golf carts, speeding vehicles, and stop sign violations. I assured the RMA that even though we don't issue quotas to our staff, however, I have directed our staff to put in their daily logs what efforts they made. For example, if they did parking enforcement between the hours of 2 and 4, well, tell me what streets you went to and what observations you either cited for or did not. And that way we can always say, we at least made the effort. If there's no violations, there's no violations. But at least we could say, our people went from this street to this street between these hours and they didn't find anything. So, and they seem to be happy with that. And I think that's an improvement that going forward, we'll have good results for us.
Kelly?
Yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you're fine. Thank you. So I've been asking for this for, I don't know, about a decade, but I've only been on the board about 3 years. So I do not want to cause any more work for staff. And so I think I'm going to cause more work for staff.
No.
Initially, when I asked about this, there was a thought process that potentially in our ABDI system, we could market and then do reports off of it. So that's still my end goal, is that you would be able to, either on a monthly or quarterly basis, or as requested, say by the village or the business association, if they ask how many hours, when are we doing it, we could pull up that report. So however we're doing it, please continue, but I can see where this is going to be something that, if we can get it automated, it'll be a regular report for us that we can use. And then so that's number one. Number two, then I have a question for you. And specifically, does RMA coordinate their enforcement for safety issues, i.e. speeding, stop signs, with us on a regular basis or an operational period?
That's a hard question to answer, because I'm going to say, just from what I know, sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. I don't have their schedule. I don't believe our staff does too, when they're going to go out there and do their enforcement at night, especially with parking. I know when we get to our next slide, you'll see that they do, but I don't know if it's in coordinated effort with us, but there's no reason why our people on a nightly basis can't tell me what they've done in that area of enforcement. But yeah, if they're working with, I don't think we're on a day-to-day mission of what they're doing as far as that. We can request that and we can work on that when I have, we're meeting with them on Monday, actually. I can bring that up, sure.
So if you would, and obviously this goes over to the GM as well, we have asked for this. My initial thought is, because we're enforcing HOA rules and regulations, that they would be the ones that coordinate and kind of tell us, because they have the compliance committee, they can see where the trends are system-wide, at least within the compound. And so to me, again, this is one of those requests that have kind of fallen on deaf ears that I would ask that we formally figure out. Now, I'll leave that to you, Kelly, on what operational period is. If it's a 2 week, if it's, you know, however it works, I just think that once we're able to start producing reports, we're going to see where we very well could have spent 8 hours of staff time in one day at one intersection, and we missed both RMA and CSD folks. And I just don't think that's an appropriate use of our operational staffing for as limited as it is. So thank you. Continue on.
Right. We can do strategized enforcement. I will tell you this, current board members of the RMA routinely will email me for weekend activities, because they don't work weekends and we do. So I will tell you that I do have open communication with some of the board members that inform me of special problems they're having with parking or speeding. And we have addressed that in the past. In fact, I just got one before I came over here. There's an issue on Saturday with parking. So I do have that kind of communication, but you're right, it's not a formalized strategy, and there's limited resources. So yeah, that makes sense.
So then to that end, and so Tom, I think it's agendized item for our meeting on the 11th as well to follow up with this. I told you at first, I think RMA should be the lead, but the more I think about it, because we are 24/7, 365, Maybe it's more appropriate for us to take the lead. Either way, it's got to get coordinated. So I'll leave it for you folks to bring it up. And then I'm making a note that on the 11th, we get a direction from them from that standpoint, Tom, if that makes sense to you.
Yeah, I'm good with that. It makes sense to me.
All right, Kelly, continue on, please.
Okay, thank you. And some other issues we talked about with RMA. We'll get to it in another slides, but I'll talk about it now. There was a DUI accident in the north side that caused damage to mailboxes and to one of our fire hydrants. And so one of the things that we did is we had immediate communication with staff at RMA. We ensured that we identified the suspect in this case who was arrested for DUI 23-152, I think A of the vehicle code. He was cited and released, and we identified him. We identified his insurance company. We obtained the CHP report, and we made sure our CSD personnel were able to make the claim, as well as we worked with RMA. They were also making a claim against that person, and we were able to work with them very quickly and get that information. So that was one of the main things we talked about, or one of our main issues that we had going on this last past month. I spoke with the president of the Villas regarding a juvenile incident, and I try to work with RMA on this. I'll briefly tell you about it. We had a young man went to the Villas jacuzzi spa area, and it was closed and locked. And he apparently hopped the fence with his girlfriend, and they both took a dip in the jacuzzi fully clothed. The president basically confronted them and told them they needed to leave. He recognized the juvenile, who he was. He's a problematic person for CSD. And he wanted us to go talk to his parents, and he wanted RMA to take some type of action against him. However, I met with their compliance officers, and it was determined that the Villas aren't under the jurisdiction of RMA rules. So there's nothing they could do. So in a spirit of cooperation, we went out and spoke to the parents and let them know what had happened with the juvenile. And of course, the juvenile had a different story. He was invited in, and he was allowed to be there and had a different story. But at least we made an attempt. This is a good part of working with RMA and the Villas, and we kind of mediated. And I think the parents will hopefully take some action with the juvenile. But that was important because of all three entities had to work together, and then hopefully that issue will be resolved. And I directed our people to do extra patrol in that area as well.
Excellent, thank you.
One of the things, the joys, I had to meet with Greg Gassaway. He is the manager of the OE3 school. And there was an incident, once again, I'm getting ahead of myself. There was an incident at the school where you had a student that was basically threatening the staff of the school. He had threatened their security officer, who was unarmed. This young man was indicating he had a weapon. So their security called our security, and we went out there. One of our ABA people, contractors, went out there, said, and evaluated the situation. The suspect was making threats towards Sid as well. They decided to call the sheriff's department because he said he had a weapon, and he was making very, very threatening threats, if you will. Harsh threats towards staff and security. So the sheriffs got out there. They took about 45 minutes to get there. They conducted their investigation, and they determined that he was made terrorist threats, and they put a 5151 hold on him and transported them. They searched him and searched the vehicle. They didn't find any gun, but they found a gun holster. So that call is what made Greg come down and see me, and he said, hey, is there anything we can do? We should work together. This could have went really bad. And I said, I didn't know that. I asked him what vetting process he asked for his students, and he said there is none, that they all come from different schools throughout the state, and they get sent here, and some of them have criminal histories and they don't know, or they've had a couple incidents out there where they these students have caused either committed a crime or caused some kind of issue where they've had to be escorted off property. And I go, well, maybe we can work together. You know, they're looking at maybe arming their security officer. I go, well, we should at least our staff should know who this person is. And I want to meet with him. I'll have our staff meet with them. Maybe we can do an orientation day when you first have your students there. Maybe our staff can go there in uniform and say, hey, we're out here working at the sheriff's department, something like that. Definitely have some training days with Grant, maybe his security officer. And so we had a good conversation. It looks like we're going to be meeting again and having a good working relationship, because he was really concerned about this student. They've had a couple other crimes out there at that school. And we definitely want to have better communication with them, know who their security officer is. They should have a better relationship with us. So we're going to get together and do some meetings. And I know Tom wants to meet with them as well. And so this was a good meeting. And I think going forward, we can have a good relationship with this school. I think someone even recommended they would provide us their calendar of when their school semester started, when it ended, because these students actually spend the night there on Sunday night through Thursday night. And they have strict rules where they won't let them, they have a curfew of 10 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times they go drink and they do things and they won't let them in. And that creates some problems. So it's good for us to know their schedule at least, so we know when we're driving around who might be out there and what might happen. So we had a good share of information. Hopefully going forward, good things come from this new relationship I have with Mr. Castleway. All right, next. These are citations. One of the things that RMA told me yesterday at our compliance meeting is that I know Director Mabee has asked for our kickbacks and citations to be documented on this report. And they are giving us a line starting next month of with what kickbacks have been done. But they're not going to break it down for us. There's too many categories. And I could do that verbally for us. So this month, we had about four or five kickbacks. And the main reason was for, I would say, it's going to go into the training category, because the RMA issues a list every Friday that says, do not cite these people because they have a variance or they've been admitted. And sometimes our officers aren't checking that list or miss that list and still cite the op and still cite the people. And so we had that happen about five times. It's mostly coming from the same officer. So in this case, we're going to give that officer training and make sure that when Chris at RMA issues that list, that he gets a direct copy of it versus giving it to the sergeant or me. And that way we ensure that our lists are accurate when they cite their citations. So that's good news. We're going to be getting that starting next month.
Excellent. Amelia, I believe we have a hand raised, please.
We do. Richard Gears, are you prepared?
Are you asking me if I'm prepared?
Yes. Are you ready to speak, sir?
Yes. I was wondering what's going on in Murrieta Village. It used to be an item on your report there, and it's recently disappeared. And I do want to mention that I know I look out the window. I very rarely see CSD security out there. I mean, I know I look out during the day and maybe they're at night, but I and other people have noticed a real reduction in the security officers coming up here. So two questions. I noticed that.
It was just, I am planning on meeting with the village manager next week or the week after next, and I will replace the OE3 school. It's just that I haven't met with her yet, so it's on plan to do that. I will tell you, though, we had a rash of thefts over here in that shopping center. We had a golf cart stolen. We've had a catalytic converter stolen from the RV storage area. We've had airport sighting. So we've been doing very heavy extra patrol, especially at night through all that whole area. And since we've been doing that, I haven't heard of any new crime since at Bel Air or in the village or anywhere around there since we've been doing that extra crime at night. In fact, what's not putting on these reports, maybe I should, we've had a couple instances where our security staff being there, they'll black out. That means to put their vehicle in a spot around the airport, and they'll just kind of hang out there. And they'll see people come cruise by. They saw a pickup truck with tinted windows coming by, 11, 12 o'clock at night. And then they'll put their lights on and start driving around and notice these people take off. We'll take their plate number down and turn it over to the sheriff's department. So we've had that happen a couple of times as well. It's just not documented or reported, but I do hear about that. But I can guarantee you, we are out there, especially heavy at night, and that we only have one patrol. But I guarantee you, we've asked them to do extra patrol, and you'll see this in our next slides. I think it's coming up here when it talks about incidences. I think we have 50 extra patrols and we document it, and it's because they keep getting hit pretty hard at night. And that's a relatively, I think, an easy crime to prevent, especially with high visibility patrolling around. People usually don't want to be seen if they see people running around. So we've been doing a good job with that. And of course, we've reported everything to the Sheriff's Department, but they're stressed with their resources. They can't be out here every day like we can. So we're doing what we can, but I can assure you we are out there.
Okay, great. I'm certainly more interested in them being here at night, but the only time I notice whether they're here or not is during the day. So.
Well, we're here too, but we have to go to all the places, but I know for at night. In fact, our guys are staying so much time out there at night. I said, look, you know, we can't spend all night out here, but we definitely want to give it an extra patrol. And one day I hope we can have two people at night and we just keep one person there in the business area, but that's to be determined.
Okay. Just one other note. Over here, we're going to be changing management companies for the HOA. So the person you're meeting with may not be there very long. So I'm not sure what.
Okay. Well, I'll meet with both or I can wait. I'm easy. I'm open.
Okay.
All right. Next. These are gate entries. You see they're down from the prior month a little bit. Nothing significant here. Next one. And the gate refusals. Oh, except them. They can go back to gate refusal.
Just get denied. You'll go to the one up above still.
Right. I'm sorry. Gate refusal. You're right. Yay. There's no distraction. Here we go. The biggest thing we're seeing is if you notice that the vendor hours, we still have a lot of vendors trying to get in early, and we've refuse them, but that's probably the biggest increase that we're seeing is that the vendors continually trying to get in or sneak in before their time is allowed. And our gate officers are doing a good job of returning them and making them stick to the hours that we requested.
And I have a article in the pipeline that went out yesterday about the gate hours and vendors, you know, when vendors can come in. So
we've been very consistent on that. Maybe the community will
be more aware to let their vendors know.
We're on board with RMA, and since putting those rules in, I haven't had any complaints about construction workers or vendors getting there early since we put these consistent rules in. So,
okay.
And the gentleman that asked the question earlier, this is our case breakdown. If we go down, if you see 50, that's extra patrol. And I say more than half of that has been in the area affected by the airport, the RV park, the churches, Bel Air, all that. We've hit it really hard and we haven't had any incidences since then. So maybe that's paying off. And I have a couple of notes of incidences here. And I talked about a couple of them earlier, but I'll go ahead and you'll recognize them. On February 10th, 2022, at 2300 hours, we had threats to others. And now again, it was at the OE3 school. Our CSD security responded to assist with the removal of a student from the OE3 school. Upon arrival, CSD staff met with OE3 security officer, who's unarmed. The student had made verbal threats towards both security officers, and he mentioned having a firearm. Sheriff's Department responded and placed the student on a hold for 5150 of the Welfare Institution Code, and he was transported. There were no firearms discovered by the student, and the student was permanently expelled from the OE3 school. On February 14, 2022, at 200 hours, we had a DUI and property damage in the north. Our CSD security responded to a traffic accident between Oak Park 1 and 2 parks. Upon arriving, CSD security observed a single vehicle accident. A fire hydrant and mailbox were lying on the ground. The suspect was on scene. However, there was no water disputing from the fire hydrant. Notifications to CSP, RMA, and CSD were completed by CSD staff. The CSP investigated and placed the suspect under arrest for 23-152A of the vehicle code and completed a report. CSD has a copy of the report. Property damage, the value is currently unknown. On February 17th, 2022, at midnight to 600 hours, we had a burglary from a vehicle in North on Camino del Largo. CSD security was on routine patrol when a citizen flagged them down. The victim stated that the vehicle was broken into and his power tools were removed during the night. The victim stated that his rear window was left open and implying that that's how the suspect made entry. Victims' loss was about $3,500. The sheriff's report was noted and a report was generated.
And then this is just our
narrative. Okay. If there's no other questions, that completes my report.
No chats, no hands up.
All right, thank you. And thank you, Kelly. And yeah, those are just all the reports there, Amelia. Thank you.
Yeah, these are really.
Moving on to item number five, ABDI, Continental Software Hardware Upgrade Schedule. Kelly, I don't know if this stays with you or gets kicked over to Tom.
No, I jumped ahead. I talked about it at the beginning. Once they have ABDI in Florida has to have Continental or the PAC installers here at the same time with their leap ahead at the gate at the same time before they can go live. They're just negotiating that final logistics of being together at the same time. Their goal was to have it done last week. And then they said, no, now it's this week or Thursday. So hopefully today or tomorrow, I'll call them again today, but I was on the phone with them yesterday. So I know they're working on that final.
And staying with that, and I don't know why I'm staying with that, but I'll stay with that. We do need follow-up on the two gate arms to the north entrance to be extended. Right. I know you and I spoke about that. So if we can just calendarize that. They did their stuff. So we need to do our end of it.
We talked to Jeff and he is still working with his mechanics to find a solution. They didn't have an immediate solution. And like everybody else, they're very busy. They have other projects they're getting onto. But yeah, I am putting the pressure on them. I'm like, well, because it's something that they can't just buy or produce. They have to put a lot of thought process into it. They have to come up with a creative solution. And that's what's taking so long with their other workload. But I am calling, and I'll call again today, and Jeff at Gates, and hopefully by our board meeting, maybe I'll have their answer.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Item number six, discuss improved traffic flow at the gates.
I think that was a Tom issue.
I think that was meant to talk about the iPads, the FastPass.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. I thought that was the other thing. Yes, the purchase order has been approved. We already have the iPad, and ABDA Florida it has to release the licensings for us, and then we can hook up the FastPass to the South Gate. And July 4th, Easter, those big holidays coming up.
Mother's Day.
We'll definitely have it in service by then. I think by next board meeting, we will have that place. So that should help out with the gates, at least Southgate.
And we'll have a big marketing, information marketing campaign to let the residents know how to sign up for the FastPass system. Because if you were in the South, you probably didn't pay attention to it when it came out originally.
Right.
It didn't affect you. We'll reinitiate that in the pipeline, the newsletter, the Facebook website.
Right.
And then, Kelly, I would just put on your agenda for your meeting with RMA. Again, putting potential the contractors on some type of fast pass that obviously is temporary. But I think that would streamline things immensely from that standpoint, especially since we're seeing the development here on the south. And then here on the north as well will be just not too far behind. So I would put that on there again and again that'll be on my agenda for the 11th as well. Okay, thank you. Moving on to staff, any comments, suggestions?
Tim, this is Tom. I just want to reiterate the fact that the opinion poll survey portion has been completed. True North, our pollster, has indicated they received 673 responses to the survey, which is probably 50% more than they anticipated. So typical and as expected, Rancho Marietans are very involved in their community, which is really a good thing. He said he needed about 2 to 3 weeks to tabulate and to run his algorithms and whatever he does as his job to determine what might happen if we put out a referendum and what referendum we would put out. So I'm hoping to have more of an update at the board meeting in 2 weeks. And then beyond that, there'll be a full report that goes back to the Finance Committee shortly with the results of the opinion survey. And I just wanted to let the security people who tune in on the security meeting to hear that message.
Perfect. Because it is a finance issue. I would even think as that information comes available, if we have to do a special Finance Committee meeting to bring them up to speed so that we can stay on a good timeline, would be my recommendation. So you can work back with the committee that's making all of this happen as far as the survey goes. So perfect. Thank you. The only comments I want to make are directed to staff. And that is the consistency and maturity that we're seeing in security is at a very high level now. And I think we're able to now start moving forward and potentially taking a larger role in some of the shelter in place type of activities, casualty collection, accountability sites, those types of things that we just haven't been able to do before because we just haven't had the leadership and staffing and consistency. So to that end, it's very noticeable. And I want to thank everybody that's involved in that process. Amelia, do you have any hands or questions?
No, I don't.
Okay. With that being said, I'm going to move to item number 8 for adjournment. Kelly and Tom, we're still on for a 2:00, if I'm not mistaken.
That is correct.
Okay. With that, Amelia, as always, great job. Everyone have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.
Take care. Bye.